Stephen was disturbed by the sight of two security guards probing around their tents, then looking inside.
I don't think they came to serve us coffee in bed. Quick, get inside the kitchen tent.
The security guards burst into Stephen's tent, sidearms held low.
Fox isn't here. What about the woman?
Menace!
They emerged from the tent and approached a young archaeological assistant who was startled to see their weapons drawn.
The woman. The archaeological assistant. Menet! Which one's her tent?
It's that one over there, but I don't think she's in there.
Gone!
Menet and Fox! Has anyone seen them? It's an emergency!
Have you looked in the kitchen tent?
Two guards entered the kitchen tent. Two long tables, a few benches, a makeshift kitchenette, and three industrial-sized refrigerators. Food was spilled on the tables and the floor.
Check behind the refrigerators.
Okay.
One moment. No. Nothing here. Look at this mess. Food lying all over the place. It's like a horde of vandals swept through here.
It's because it's their last day. Nobody gives a rat's ass anymore. Anyway, they're not here.
No sign of Stephen and Judith. The guards moved on. As soon as they were gone, two of the refrigerators opened. Judith and Stephen were crouched inside.
I told you they wouldn't look inside these fridges.
Oh, Con must have found out you were taking the letter. We have to get out of here.
The guards searched the excavation pits one by one.
We searched the whole camp. What did they do? Run off into the desert?
For now, straight ahead, as fast as we can.
I don't see them following us, but it's hard to tell with all that dust behind us.
How could you have let them get away? Ryan, you've been in combat zones. You freed reporters who were kidnapped by murderous thugs. You've smuggled precious footage through military checkpoints and stolen secret documents from the mafia. And now you let some punk college kid get away!
They're not getting away. I know where they are. And I can track their car's every move. I want to see where they're going.
I'm pretty sure they're not following us. So where are we going now?
We can't go back to the camp.
Well, I bet that was an expensive laptop.
Most of my data's password protected, but these guys aren't idiots. There are a lot of personal files and business details, bank accounts, that kind of stuff. Nothing that would tell them where we're going. Can you call Yehoshua? We should warn him in case they want to go after him next. It sure would help if there had been anything on that second page to give us a clue about where to search next.
Stephen, I just noticed something. When Yehoshua told us about the second page being blank, he never actually showed us the tray it was in, did he? Did he show us that page?
No. No, he didn't. Earlier, he had two trays with the liquids, and with one page in each, and later on, there was only one tray there. The one with the first page.
Plus, he's not answering his phone. He's hiding something from us.
At least we know where we're going next.